Hello and welcome to the Kasinatian, Kasayuran, Kasaysayan, Kamatuuran podcast, a show dedicated to discussing the latest topics of interest from the perspective of Cebuanos in particular and Filipinos in general. This is your host, Ryan Dave Raila, educator and voice in the wind. This evening, we are joined by Ms. Corina Encabo. She is a faculty member of the School of Arts and Sciences, Department of Social Sciences and Philosophy. Currently, Ma'am Encabo is pursuing her master's degree in the field of international studies, not aligning with her bachelor's degree on international studies. And now, Ms. Encabo will be presenting to us, or rather, she will be sharing with us one of her initiatives for this year. For the University of San Jose Recoletos, and that is the introduction of the Sustainability Week. Currently, this program is spearheaded by the International Studies Program, of which Ma'am Encabo is part of, under the School of Arts and Sciences, Department of Social Sciences and Philosophy in the University of San Jose Recoletos. Her team for this program, for this initiative on the Sustainability Week is the youth as proactive stewards and pioneers for environmental protection. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let us welcome Ms. Corina Encabo. Ma'am Encabo, maayong gabi'i.
Maayong gabi'i. Maayong gabi'i, Sir Rai. Maayong gabi'i sa mga mamina. Hello.
Hi, so Ma'am Encabo, let's go first to you, the rationale for your study, no? Not your study, but your initiative for the school. Okay. So what is the rationale behind this Sustainability Week, ma'am?
Basically, the Sustainability Week is a project of mine that mainly revolves around the participation of the youth, most especially in the conservation and preservation of the environment. It is because the youth is actually more active when it comes to addressing concerns in society. And one of those concerns would be the environment. Actually, the project is a brainchild of mine. Let's just say an output in one of my boot camps with regards to environmental preservation. And I decided to partner with the youth. It's because I would really want students, most especially in our institution and in USJR, that the youth would be proactive, not only knowledgeable when it comes to these kinds of issues, but it's also trying to find ways and means in order to contribute to the solutions that our society, that the environment badly needs. Mm. That's why this project, one of the topics, or the topics of this project, revolves around waste management and natural resource governance, especially through extractive industries. So with these knowledge, Hopefully, waste management is a huge problem in Cebu City. Tapos, here we have natural resource governance or extractive industries, which is a huge problem not only within Cebu province, but also the entire country. So I think everybody knows about the issues with regards to our extractive industry. So, tapos, it's not really, especially on natural resource governance, it's not really a common topic, especially among the youth. Because, diba, usually, the youth would talk about plastic management or alternative products or something like that. But you rarely hear the youth talking about natural resource governance, most especially in mining or quarrying industry. So, actually, it's a good platform to also introduce kaning mga inani nga mga concerns kay grabe man jud ang mga activities here in Cebu when it comes to not only with waste management but also in our issues in extractive industries.
I see. So you created this brainchild of yours, this Sustainability Week, with Cebu City in mind, particularly, no? With Cebu City.
Yes, yes. Very.
Okay. So regarding that, ma'am, an addendum question or an added question on the rationale behind the project or behind the Sustainability Week. I would like to ask regarding natural resource management. And of course, is this your let's say research specialization? You're trying to build a specialization on this one? You're doing research in this field?
Actually, I do plan, hopefully in my masteral kind of thesis pohon, I am able to tackle about natural resource governance. But that's actually one of my plans because basically I would want to tackle on environmental issues. Pero ano, my exposure to natural resource governance started with Ardeen. Kay Kuan lang good, si Sir Glenn, he is very active when it comes to natural resource governance. In fact, he's one of the board members of STANS. I just forgot the name, and Bantay Kita. And these NGOs actually focused on accountability, transparency, and open governance when it comes to extractive industries. Tapos, I was involved with Sir Glenn, not because I am a member, but because he took me in as the secretary of the event. So, of course, I was not really interested nor... Actually, I was not even knowledgeable na nadiin ani nga kind of issue. Although I am quite aware of mining industries, etc. But there is this certain perspective ba nga I didn't really know about. Not until Sir Glenn asked me to write the minutes of the meeting or the minutes of the seminar. Because during that time, Sir Glenn had this capacity development seminar and training workshop for local bodies from the different provinces or different municipalities in Cebu, especially sa mga women, sa fisher folk, and the farmers who are greatly affected sa mga mining industries o quarrying industries sa Cebu. So, nag-meet sila, tapos nag-training sila. Then, I was really exposed to a lot of information at it really piqued my interest. And I was really telling myself na, why is it na nobody is talking about this one? Then, I remember katong, sinisamot pa dyan akong interest, katong landslide ni Naga. Katong, eto siya. So,
that was about 2 years ago, right? Ang landslide?
Yes.
Oh.
So, moto nga, di ko anjo nga, murag, I think it's about time that Cebu needs to focus on concerns in extractive industries. Kay, kaniyo, na-ice landslide sa Naga, people don't know where to blame these kanang incidents or unsa pa ni siya nga, kisa may liable ani nga kuan, although it's a natural calamity, but definitely, somebody should be liable tungod kinahitabo ni siya. So, kana siya, I saw an opportunity there. Tapos, I would also want to involve the students kay, moto, gihimo ko nga secretary ni Sir Glenn. At the same time, Sir Glenn also tasked me to be one of his co-advisors in the student researches. We actually have 2 student researches from IS and Polsci that talks about extractive industry. So, puti ito na with my exposure to these, with my readings, my RRL, with me helping the students in the researches for quarrying industries, I really developed an inclination towards natural resource governance, especially extractive.
I see. So this started out as this started out as a task, and eventually it developed into some sort of a passion. No? So what a journey. Really, what a journey. And shout out the eye to Sir Glenn Pajares, no? Sir, if naminaw ka karon. So here's Kwan. Here goes for our dean, no? So shout out
Sir,
to Sir Glenn.
Inspiration.
Okay. Now, another question, ma'am, regarding the rationale that you just mentioned for Sustainability Week, no? And of course, you are passionate to bring this advocacy about raising awareness about the potential dangers of extractive let's say, extractive industries in Cebu, which you mentioned, like mining and many other sort of industry. I'd like to ask, no, this is more of a, let's say, this is more of a tricky question on my part. That is, how would you go over, or how would you tackle the politics behind these industries? Because considering that these industries are also very powerful economically, and they, and because they have economic power, they also have political power in that sense. So as a researcher, and as a, of course as an advocate about this, how are we going to go about this dynamics of economics and politics behind the extractive industries here in Cebu?
That's really a very difficult question, no? Because it's so hard to fight against politics. Pero what I have observed, no, with the CapDev, with Sir Glenn and with the team for such initiatives, niduol jud sila with the Cebu province. Although kay kuan lang good, although there is politics. For example, there is a certain barangay, then there's a mining industry there. Of course, siguro, no, we don't know nga in kahoot or sa panangara in collaboration ba na ang kwan with sa mga local politicians. So of course, I believe that the best thing jud no to counter those politics is to find a bigger fish, and that is the Cebu province. So of course, since lisod man jud siya i-fight, but then we the people would really want to insist in fighting for it. Una nga, we really need to be backed up with really powerful people. Powerful people to the point nga they can kanang siguro if not overpower the mining industries, but overpower the politics or the governance in those local government units. So muna nga, nangayo ta og tabang or mangayo og tabang ni Cebu province. At the same time, we also ask aid legally. Muna nga nag-involve jud og kanang mga legal expertise. So si Attorney Irai who actually created this guideline kay naghimo ang kuan man gud ang purpose nga nung naikap dev katong sa kuan ni Sir Glenn is to create a platform for the tripartite actors or for civil, si industry, or si government to really have an avenue to talk about issues and para maminaw pud ba, because normally man gud if naay mga quarrying or mining industries involved, unsahay malimtan ang opinion ni civil or ni people, which is the most important, no, nga kuan, kasi sila man jud maaffected sa kani mga kuan nga mga activities. So with the creation of an avenue or a platform for accountability and transparency between kuan, so una nga to make it more kuan jud ba, to have a legal basis on the actions, muna nag involve sad og mga legal parties. Yeah. Aside ana, ni align pud ang initiative with EITI or Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative. Although dili jud siya jud international law, but it is an agreement. It's an organ, NGO nga in collaboration with many countries all around the world, and they actually establish mga standards when it comes to mining industries. So kana pa lang daan with Cebu province with the legal expertise, I am sure nga kanang ma if not ma-eradicate totally, no, but ma-lessen jud ang power play between kaning mga dirty politics siguro, no, quote unquote mga politics between uban na mga mining industries and the local government. Kaya makit-an man siya jud. And manggawas naman ang mga data. Mangayo man jud si government og data. Mangusog si Cebu province, si Penro, mangusog sila og data. Tagaan, need man jud na tagaan or else. Oh, so, dira na musod ang mga sanctions. So, una nga kanang with the fight against politics, it's really better jud to look for a bigger fish. Nga at the same time dili sad very dirty a bigger fish kana jung pure, hopefully, no, kana pure jud ang intention to really uphold accountability and transparency, and open governance.
That's very interesting, ma'am, no? It reminds me of a quote that one of our guests in an earlier podcast said, and that is Professor Ron Dangkalan of UP Los Baños. He said earlier in a podcast, no, on the politics of disaster, he said that academics have the moral responsibility to co-create knowledge and policies with the community. And I think that that's your experience shows that that quote in action very well. So thank you for that, Ma'am Incabo. Now, we go now to the second talking point for the evening, and that is the relevance of sustainability as a discourse, or rather as a discussion, to the largely student audience of this Sustainability Week. So, for example, ma'am, if I was a student in your institution, how would you get me involved in caring about the concept of sustainability? No, considering that right now students are very busy with their modules and online learning, and we see that every day, no, as part of our inner circles and as part of as part of the news that students are really stressed out with this setup. So with all these factors in mind, how would you entice them to, let's say, oops, teka muna, we have a very important issue here. Let's take a look. How would you entice them to be interested in sustainability?
So, sayon na kayo now. Ako na inyong niya ka nang ganahan mo mula agdi. Ikaw man sa quarantine, ganahan mo magkuan, mag-stress reliever di. Na kung di mo maatiman sa environment, asa naman mo mula agpuhon? Charot lang. Berbetaw. A lot of the youth is actually really inclined to kanang ka-hiking, kanang going to places where they can relax, and kanang it's something ba nga kanang the youth is trying to do just to cope up with the stress, samot na karon nga, the desire to go out of their homes is so intense because pila na good ta ka months nga naara talag puyo sa balay. So, niya, there are also a lot of travel blogs and mga websites nga mo feature jud mga Cebu nga mga nga suroyanan, mga really hidden mga gems within mga provinces. Niya, because of that, pwede na to jud i-attack sa no inana nga portion sa kuan pag-entice sa mga students. But aside from that also, I am sure that students also have experienced certain mga disadvantages when it comes to calamity. Samot na karon nga 101. Na I am sure sad nga kanang despite no nga kanang dili man jud ka palpable jud ang effort for environment, but the youth are thinking about it. Kuwang lang siguro og push or kuwang lang siguro og avenue for students to participate. But kanang in fairness sa atuang youth, they are really kanang very much informed when it comes to environmental issues. Wala lang jud sila kabaw asa sila mo open up, wala sila kabaw asa sila pwede mo reach out kay medyo nihit sa actually ang mga organizations nga kanang very proactive when it comes to environment, and if naa man gani, not all of them or not the students are not aware of these organizations. So kuwang gani siya og kanang linkage between the students and these mga nindot nga mga environmental nga mga organizations. So with that, siguro I can using those ideas, I can entice the student. But of course, the student has the decision to really participate, no, with the project or with the activity. But sige lang, if they are not yet sure if they would want to participate, then we can give Sustainability Week a chance. Because what about along the way, ma-inspire din sila nga mo participate in such activities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, samutan pa jud nga kanang USJR is very inclined to the environment nga, so kanang kuan sad kanang, and I think atong mga students jud no, despite all the things in life, kay they really aspire to have a better future. And this is one way of creating a better future, not only for them, but also for future generations to come. Charot!
I see. Now, ma'am, I would like to, let's say, put forth a related question on that one. And this is more, Kwan, this is more geared towards those who are planning to attend the Sustainability Week program, no? I'd like to ask, for example, if I'm a student and I would like to join, the big question or the white elephant in the room would always be, what's in it for me? What does the program offer that, let's say, I cannot or that I can access on other platforms like YouTube, etc., social media in general? So what does the program offer that is quite unique? And that would really make my experience worthwhile as a student.
Koan, first is network.
Mm.
That is something different compared to watching video, because if you watch kanang actually daghan sa kayo mga informative nga videos, no, but there is this lack of koan. There is this lack of connection between siguro the speaker or the organization and the viewer. Here in Sustainable Week, they could actually personally ask questions sa ato ang mga speakers nga they our speakers said no are very kanang informed or and very very kuanjod, they are an expert in their fields. So through our by attending this activity, students could really interact and ask the questions that they would really want to ask when it comes to certain issues in the environment. And that's something we cannot do every day, or we cannot encounter every day. So kana siya. Yeah. Secondly, the benefits that the student could get from this initiative is, of course, the spirit of camaraderie and volunteerism. Okay, dili man good enough if naay dili enough if kuan lata kutob information drive. That's why I always reiterate the word proactiveness. Because lahi mangod nang we are informed versus we really do something about the information that we have. And because of that, we provide such avenue or platform here in the Sustainable Week. Because on day 5, sa ato ang Sustainability Week, there is a breakout session wherein students will be grouped into certain topics or certain issues, and they'll be creating home level initiatives. And the plan is these home level initiatives should be done with a minimum duration of 3 months. So dili ra gani siya kanang charo para karon lang, then the next day is wala siya. We really want to integrate this kay kuan magud it can't be formed as a hobby if kaisa ra siya kaadlaw nga buhaton. So na ang kuan pa jud nga ri is home level siya, so meaning even if students are at home, they are able to do these things. But of course, sa kung kinsay magkunahon na anang mga home level initiatives, ang mga student lasad mismo. So they would learn something. Okay, we will have a lot of speakers. After that, they would try to inculcate or integrate what they've learned through these home level initiatives. So kana siya, tapos kana maybe they got hopefully no nga after these home level initiatives, yeah, ma-okay na ang world or pwede na ito makagawas-gawas, JJD actually plans, in partnership no with these students, to implement ilahang home-level initiatives to a certain barangay or to a certain community. So, nahugsad siya nga, kuan siya, outreach program niya. I don't really like an outreach program nga di siya sustainable. So, muna nga, it's kaning breakout sesh, it's also an idea incubator. So at least yeah, of course we do not like to take no credit for those kuan mga ideas sa mga students, especially if those students are not IS. Okay, naman yung uban nga dili IS. So for students or for the groups nga makuan jud is they will really lead the initiative and JJD will serve as their support. So in partnership also with the department. So bali there are a lot of stones that are hit with this kind of activity.
I see. So this is really long term, no? And not only long term, but it's quite comprehensive. As I wrote down what you've just said earlier, no? That this is an idea incubator, and you're generating home initiatives that work not only on the home level, but can also be translated into meaningful policies and programs that the community can take advantage of. Very nice. I'd like to ask, ma'am, no, for the sake of our audience, and most of our audience who are listening are not from USJR. They're a diverse bunch, no, and I would like to shout out as well to everyone who's been listening who is outside of the Philippines. We have quite a diverse demographics, as I've seen over the months that this podcast is broadcasting. We see as diverse as people from Australia, from Canada. I even have one from Kuwait who is currently listening to this podcast. So for you guys, thank you for listening, no? Hey. Now, on to the addendum question, ma'am. Especially for those who are listening and who can participate. Can they participate? Especially those who are outside of the institution?
Actually, this project of ours is actually, we envisioned it to be a small scale pa or muna. Because we didn't, when I tried to craft the project or the initiative, I was only thinking about how I could involve the IS student or maybe siguro the DSSP students in this kind of initiative, because this can also serve as their community outreach program. So with that bearing, I really didn't foresee that this would become something larger scale. Pero when I tried to check the registration, we already reached 90 people. So kanang I didn't really expect that much people who would participate. And it goes to show kung siguro no, if we base it on numbers, it goes to show how much the youth are willing to listen to these kinds of activities. So if inana man lang gani, then siguro maybe next time that USJR or DSSP would like to pioneer a certain activity nga like involved sa no sa environment, we could actually make it an open school. So but for now, since this is a first kuan manggod, this is a first event. So nahulog nga, it's also an experimental stage, but of course, ano no, experimental stage but kanang with expertise na, so we don't like man sad to give events nga not planned properly or something like that, but anyway, it's an experimental stage. We are still trying to see if this initiative will work, and if it does, hopefully it would, we would like to open it up to other institutions. Siguro hindi na yung Sustainability Week, maybe siguro another kind of initiative, but the same message, the same theme, the same intent as the Sustainability Week, but much more diverse na when it comes to the participants.
Sige. So I hope dili ma disappoint atong audience, but of course, no, the department and with the leadership of Ma'am Encabo will plan to make this into a bigger event. No? So this would be what I would call as a prototype event. This is something that is needs to be benchmarked in the future, considering that it proves successful and there are indicators already that there is a growing interest for this kind of event, no? So that's very nice, ma'am, no? And kudos to you and to your team who are behind this Ooh. Initiative. Okay. Now, let's go to another talking point. And that the environmental trust of the institution that you are in. Perhaps you can share more about this one, considering that you already mentioned this as a long-term initiative, something that is not passing, but something that hopefully will be recurring and will be a staple of not only the department that you are in, but also a staple for networking among different institutions in general. So go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, USJR, so as long as I can remember, because I studied in USJR from high school man. So for as long as I could remember, USJR has been very active when it comes to environmental preservation. The number one judno nga proof of that is USJR's MRF. That is something I could remember USJR having since my freshman days in high school, wherein patuon mi sa mong MRF, pahimuon mi og paper charcoal, and those other mga stuffs. So, kana siya. Tapos, actually, we call that one as a win on waste program. Then, with the upcycled materials that they created, they try to sell it or to give it to others who are in need. So, but aside from MRF, the institution has been really pushing forward for environmental awareness. USJR has been in a lot of different seminars, in a lot of different congresses, or a congress, and in a lot of different initiatives wherein forwarded siya, leaning towards environmentalism. Mm. So it can be environmental philosophy, or it could be kanang mga in partnership with sustainable mga projects with the Cebu government or with other NGOs. So for as long Jude, as I can remember, USJR has been one of the has been a school that pioneers with the protection of the environment. So good. If I could, I'm not sure how, but I could remember Brother Hakusalem, I think. Grabe yung iyang advocacy towards the environment, to the point na he painted, I think he was the one who painted something about the environment, and he was able to show it to us proof. I'm not sure lang ha, but mga inana, gani. So, in fairness sa VSJR, moto siya ka ng mga sa panahon sa around mga 2011, a lot of the USJR has been part of katong climate program ni, or has been trying to be active in katong program ni Al Gore. Si Kwan ba, about climate awareness. So actually I could remember USJR having mga talks and seminars about climate change and how do we try to lessen the damages that climate change kanang gives us or something like that. Yeah, kung ani sad ta sa department level or sa school level or sa college level, we also have atong teachers. Our teachers have been active in kuan in concerns for the environment. Number one proof ana kay si Sir Glenn, who has been active when it comes to natural resource governance. And I think Sir Glenn is also trying to build such niche with the department, kanang something inclined to the environment.
I see.
Then of course you and your water politics. So
yes, of course.
So I yes, in fairness said no with the USJR, although daghan siya tiyag mga kuano mga areas nga asa siya ni Excel, kay di wasa niya gikalimtan ang iyahang kuan responsibility towards the environment, because I don't think USJR just views the environment as something as kanang noblesse oblige or kanang obligation nila ba kay tungod school sila or dako sila nga company or kanang institution, but they actually view the protection of the environment as one of the things, one of their duties as kuan, as part of the Christian faith or sa ilahang kuan, sa religion nga aspect. So kada siya, there is good future when it comes to environment here in San Jose, and I would like to kind of continue such venture na karon that we will be involving the youth na jud beta kuan with such environmental advocacy.
So it's really good to know, ma'am, no, nga really San Jose has tradition and heritage when it comes to caring for the environment. So this is not just, let's say, a passing project, but this is something embedded within the institutional identity of the school that we are in. Okay, so that's interesting. And now it's bringing that advocacy thanks to the new initiative of the Sustainability Week, no, of the School of Arts and Sciences Department of Social Sciences and Philosophy. We are now bringing it to the youth who are going to push this further than we ever could, no? Especially, so dili na lang ni siya academic pursuit. This has now become a communal pursuit, no? A pursuit with the community. Okay? So, with that in mind, ma'am, I'd like to congratulate you on this very informative podcast session. And I'd like to give you the opportunity now to address our audience for your parting words.
To our dear audiences, to our listeners, to the listeners of this podcast, we somehow think that environmental concerns and preservation is a cliche subject within society, to the point that since it is cliche or it's something, it's common knowledge, we don't really give much attention to it. However, I would like to remind people, no, nga, although the people, although we are the future, we are, ano, no, the hope of the future, but in reality, environment is the hope of mankind, because without the environment, there would be no development, there would be no progress, and people need to really consider taking care of the environment. It is because we are so dependent on it. And I don't think that we realize this kind of we realize this kind of thinking. Sadly, no, we tend to not have value, or we do not value our environment unless it strikes us. So why wait for it to strike us? So today, let us start our initiative for conserving the environment. It's really cliche. There are a lot of advocacies na jud for the environment, but it's a cliche. It's because people are still not wanting to participate in it. So if you don't want it to be a cliche, then you start participating on it. So kaya siya. And be proactive. It's not enough for us to learn. It's not enough that we know there is biodegradable, non-biodegradable, and recyclable. It's about time that we start doing what we learn. So I guess that's it. And I hope na even in small things, even in home level activities, you are still able to participate and still able to conserve the environment. A little goes a long way.
See. So thank you, Kayo, Ma'am, and Cabo, for your participation in this podcast. And thank you as well for listening to the Kasinatian podcast. If you want to follow us, please check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/Kasinatian Podcast. And also our sister podcast, if you want to subscribe as well, we have the Learning Playlist. So check it out on Facebook, no? The Learning Playlist. Okay, and this is your host, Ryan Dave Ryla. Thank you for listening for this session. We'll catch you on the next one. Mayong gabi.